I want to add too that if there are selfish things in your life or in your heart, if there's foolish pride or idolatry or materialism or bitterness or lack of forgiveness of others or any of those kinds of judgments or selfish pursuits in your heart, vices or hobbies or personal habits that are destructive to the life of God, if those kinds of things are in your life, then it'll be very, very, very hard for you to ever experience Jesus of Nazareth. You might know about him. You might be able to say all kinds of wise and wonderful things about him. But as long as you cling to self-life, as Jesus himself said, there'll be no room in your heart for him. There's got to be room there. You've got to make the room there. If you defend your right to have a temper, you defend your right to be selfish or prideful or judgmental or materialistic, if you don't like your circumstances and you resent that, or whatever those kinds of things are, what you've done is you've filled up your heart with something that will squeeze out God's ability to fill your heart with him. There's only so much room in a human heart, and you've got to empty a place for him. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He made himself nothing. Let this personality be in you. How do you get that personality? You've got to make yourself nothing. You've got to start by rejecting and renouncing all of your claims and your rights and your demands and how people ought to treat you and how people ought to view you and what you have the right to and what you ought to have and what you were cheated out of in the past. And you've got to get rid of all that stuff if you really want to experience the Son of God in fullness in your heart. You've got to start by renouncing the stuff that has filled your heart, so that there'll be room in your heart for him. By his words, I say this.